Greetings, I'm Fred Zaspel. Welcome to another author interview here at Books at a Glance. We're talking again with Dr. Steve Wellum about his new book, Systematic Theology from Concept to Canon, Volume 1. Steve, welcome back. Great to have you.
Fred, thanks for having me back again. Great to be with you.
All right, we've begun to talk about the doctrine of revelation. God speaks, one of the fundamentals of the Christian faith. Now in chapter 6, you take up the doctrine of natural or general revelation. So let's begin with some explanations of the terminology. What is natural or general revelation? Where is this revelation heard and who hears it?
Yeah, obviously very, very, very important concept, right? So we've talked in previous weeks about the importance of God's speech. And when we think of God's speech, we have to then say, well, where has he spoken, right? Well, obviously, when we think of speech, we think normally of a special revelation, and we'll come to that down the road, where God has given us a word revelation through prophets and apostles, and ultimately then the written scripture. But scripture also speaks of God's speech in terms of creation. And of course, that's what natural revelation is all about. So you think of a Psalm 19, which is obviously poetry, and it's using metaphor, but you know, the heavens declare the glory of God. Well, declaration is like a speech, you know, night after night pours forth speech, right? So natural revelation is God's creation of the world, and his creation of the world reflects his plan, right? So it's revelatory. It reveals something of order, design, purpose. So natural revelation is that which he has created, which we see, which we all live within, which all of us see. And of course, the term general picks up the idea that it is available to all. It is universal. When we get to special revelation, that is not available to all, right? So you think of the scripture has, we want the scripture to be given to all, but it is given to certain people at certain times, and then we bring it so that people will have it. But in natural revelation, general revelation is for all. No one escapes it. It's tied to the creation of the world and the design and the plan that God has even put in creation, because creation is according to his purpose and his plan. And it would also tie to us as image bearers. We are created by God. We are made to know God. We have, and then often you tie it to issues of conscience and even our under looking at the world. We know God from looking at his creation. We say, yes, he is there, and this world is according to his plan, and so on. So us as image bearers are part of natural revelation, and we could even tie into God's work in history. Now, interpreting history is not easy, but we also know from scripture that all the events, all the facts of this world are not accidental. They're part of an overall plan. So behind all of history is the decree of God, the plan of God. So that's what makes even all the facts meaningful, right? It's not like our postmodern situation where it's just blind, buzzing confusion, randomness, and it's the human mind that constructs meaning. No, God already in his creation of the world, his creation of us, has given us an objective world that he has made according to his plan. And we see his activity in history, which reflects that plan. Now, interpreting all the meaning of every event in history, of course, we will need a special revelation to be able to do that. But that's the concept of natural revelation. So it comes to all people, all places, all times. No one escapes it. So in that sense, right, very, very important sense, all people are in contact with God. They know God. The revelation of God comes to them and holds them accountable. And of course, you see this in all the way through scripture, all the way from Genesis with creation. But, you know, particular texts, you know, Psalm 19, you have Paul appealing to creation in Acts 14 as he speaks to the Gentiles. Acts 17 at Athens, the God who made the heavens and the earth, he's appealing to what they know and what they can see. And then a classic text, obviously, is Romans 1. Romans 1, where we know God from creation. It's inescapable. That's what holds us accountable, is that it's not as if we're God is far off or is not revealed himself to all people. He has in his creation created order, so that the knowledge of God is implanted in us. We see it around us in terms of the effects that he has made, and all of that is tied to natural revelation.